Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. And I am very, very lucky to be joined by 50% of Love and Theft. Would you say the better 50%, Stephen?
Oh, yeah, the way better looking 50%, for sure.
I love it. Now, I also love and theft. And you're the love half, aren't you, Eric's?
I'm the love part. We actually got that name from a Bob Dylan album. We're big Bob Dylan fans, and he had an album a while back come out called Love and Theft, and you can't copyright album titles or song titles. So, and he got it actually from an old book. So when we first heard it, we were trying to figure out a good band name. We had a couple like fake ones. One of our first ones was the 84s because we're both born in 84. Mm. And then Gunderson Lyles was another one. And then we were like, none of those are really sticking. So we went through some discographies of some artists that we like and admire in Love and Theft. We found Love and Theft. We're like, oh, that's perfect.
Well, it is. It sort of fits really well. And one of the things that I love about Love and Theft is that you're both lead singers and both great guitarists.
Thank you.
And I think that creates a really different dynamic with the music, and almost like a friendly competition when we listen to it. And I think that's really healthy, and I think that brings something magical to Love and Theft's music.
Thank you. Yeah, one of the things that we've always been real adamant about is trying to be a real duo, like a true duo, like you just said, where we both split time singing the songs and split time doing different harmonies. And even on the album, we both, a couple of the songs are group songs, and then we both sing, you know, three songs each that are we sing lead on. So it's fun, and you're right. And for a live show also, it makes it a lot more fun because we go back and forth the whole time, so it's nice.
Mm. Well, let's talk for a moment about your music. The group itself is fantastic, and before we do that, let's talk about how you guys met.
All right, yeah. Eric and I moved to Nashville around the same time. He moved from Charlotte, North Carolina. I moved from Tampa, Florida. We didn't know each other, and when we moved there, we met through mutual friends, an artist named Kanan Smith, who I moved there with, and we met early on. Eric came to one of my shows. I was just playing, and then we met again through our first producers we had, which were Robert Ellis Horrell and Jeff Copeland. And as soon as we met, we hit it off. We wrote a song together called Drowning that's on our first album. And we were over at Eric's house, and we went upstairs in his little studio, and we went to do an acoustic version of it. And we listened back, and after we put a little reverb on our vocals and the harmonies and everything. We're like, dang, man, we sound like we're related. ever since then, history, so... Well, we've been playing together 7 years.
Well, you've certainly made some waves in the country music world. I mean, you're also doing support for Tim McGraw.
Yeah, we're going on tour with Tim McGraw this summer and Brantley Gilbert. So that'll be fun. We're really looking forward to that. Tim's a great guy.
He is. And such a fit guy, too. How about you? Are you guys fit?
Eric's a lot more fit than me. I think I just drink too much to get to work out. You know what I mean? I'd have to get up early and drink less. I don't know. That doesn't sound good yet.
Oh, because Tim's got this whole fitness regime thing that he does while he's on tour, and it's just insane. But, you know, you'll find out about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he, like, flips tires and stuff like that. I don't know. It's pretty serious.
It's crazy. But, you know, it could be a positive life change for you. Because his music's just fantastic, and he's got to be doing something right. And if lifting tires helps you make better music, then lifting tires it is.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe I need to try. I'm looking forward to going on that tour because Tim McGraw. I've been listening to him my whole life, so it's one of those things that's going to be really great to get out there and just to watch his show.
Yep.
You know, while we're hanging out, it'll be fun.
I reckon it will be, and I'm quite envious of you because that'd be a fantastic tour to be on. But on your own, Love and Theft are doing really, really well. You've got your single out, Running Out of Air. Can you tell me about that song?
Yeah, it's kind of got like a funky, kind of got a little funky Eagles thing going on with it. And So we were excited when we got to record that song. When we recorded it in the studio, we sang live with the band to try and get the vibe right. And Josh Leo, our new producer, I think he totally nailed it. And it was really exciting to get that song. It's fun to put out there because it sounds a little different than most of the stuff that's out there on country radio. So it definitely turns some heads. Whether people like it or hate it, at least they have an opinion about it. So that's cool.
And that's always a good thing. And there's nothing wrong with being a little bit different. I like to think that real country is a little bit different at times as well. And we embrace Love and Theft and Running Out of Air with open arms.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for joining us. And actually, before we go, is this your first time in Australia?
This is my first time. I stayed in Bondi Beach the first night, which is great. I accidentally fell asleep on the beach because I was so tired, and then so I got a little burnt the first day. But I'm all right. It's soaked in, so now I'm not red anymore.
That's awesome.
And then went to Manly yesterday, which is a blast. We took a lot of pictures. I'll be putting some on Twitter today. So, oh yeah, if everyone wants to follow us on Twitter and check out our Facebook, it's just at Love and Theft. So
beautiful, beautiful. Well, I'm pleased you're loving it in Australia because we're loving your music here. And we're going to go to this fantastic song, Running Out of Air, as I very quickly run out of air. Thank you very much, the better half of Love and Theft, Stephen.
Yeah.
And we'll catch up with you soon at a live gig.
Thank you.
My breath when I see you walking in, you're crawling back in my head, stealing the oxygen, and everyone else in here disappears, but the two of us in the room start to spin around the chandelier in the buzz of the crowd. I can feel the rush cause you're clouding up my atmosphere. Everybody's got as you're taking me down the hall, you make it easy for me to forget, cause you're saying everything you know I want you to say, and I'm getting in deeper the darker it gets. The lights go out, it's the surface fades. Everybody's got some.
Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.